This is Louis Navalier. It is Monday, December 13th. Well, the market kind of looks bad when you look at the indices, but when you look under the surface, things are just fine. We have a lot of stocks rallying today, and not every stock, of course, is rallying, but there's a lot of relative strength under the surface. So that has me very, very happy. We are entering the second half of December, which is seasonally stronger than the first half. Obviously, a lot of people are on pins and needles about what the Fed is going to say this week on their Federal Open Market Committee statement. I fully anticipate that they'll confirm that we'll be raising key short-term rates, the federal funds rate, at least 0.25% next year. And then, of course, they will be probably reducing their tapering a bit. Now, just so you know, the last time they reduced their tapering, they went from 120 billion a month to 105 billion a month. That was a lot less than we anticipated. That was dovish. So now we expect them to go from 105 billion a month to 90 billion a month, which is what we expected all along. So the Fed is moving in baby steps, and this will all be confirmed with the FOMC statement. They have abandoned the word transitory. Obviously, inflation is more permanent. Although the good news is we know where the inflation is. It's used car prices, it's energy, it's food. And, you know, the U.S. is such a large country, okay, that we have economies of scale. And you know, if we want to fix it, we can fix it, okay? Obviously, a federal judge overrode the Biden administration on the drilling ban on federal land. You know, they could fix it by allowing that to happen, but the Energy Department remains a bit hostile right now. So we'll see how all this works out. But the bottom line is inflation is good for stocks, okay, because companies make more money. Obviously, there's a lot of commodity-related companies can prosper from the inflation. It's very interesting, the tone on CNBC. You might have heard Andrew Ross Sorkin talking about how inflation is a good thing. And to be candid with you, it's a great thing for rich people, okay? If you have a lot of real estate or stocks, it's good for you, okay? But if you're a working person, it's horrific, okay? And so it's interesting the spin that's going on. They're trying to make inflation good when the truth is it erodes wages and working class people that don't have a lot of savings or money invested in their home. So interesting times we're in, but it's good for us. The dollar is very strong. That's why the interest rates are so low. The Treasury auctions last week were phenomenal. The 10-year bond yield, as I speak to you, is now 1.44. The dollar continues to gain against the euro. We're on track for very, very strong GDP growth this quarter. The Atlanta Fed's estimating 8.7 last I looked. They'll keep revising it. But, you know, we're going to have at least 5% GDP growth this quarter. The Atlanta Fed sometimes overshoots. It's all depend upon the November retail sales report. We get a very strong retail sales report. It should be great. But everything else looks wonderful. ISM, record high for services. Manufacturing, tremendous order backlogs. You know, those tragic tornadoes in the Midwest are going to further hurt manufacturing. It may not be the biggest plant, but you might have heard that the Corvette plant got hit. So, you know, there, if you're getting a Corvette, you're going to wait a bit longer now because it got hit and they had to stop production. So, but the order backlogs out there are just incredible. Some of it's the supply shortages, the chip shortages, but that's going to get resolved in the new year. So, folks, I want you to enjoy the holidays. I don't want you to worry. Folks were worried about Omicron. It's people are catching it, but it's not that bad. That's what Dr. Fauci, the World Health Organization, said. I know lots of people have gotten COVID after being vaccinated. And, you know, it's very unpleasant, but, you know, this latest version seems to be the easiest to get over. And then, of course, everybody was worried about the Fed. But if we're so worried about the Fed, why are 10-year Treasury bond yields plunging? And the answer is because tremendous international buying pressure. Again, tremendous international buying pressure. So I feel good here, folks. I like the real strength our stocks are exhibiting. So don't worry. Be happy. Enjoy the holidays. And I'll keep updating these podcasts during fast market conditions this week.